Hey everyone, it is Coach Jeevers, and I hope you are doing great. You are on the Wednesday night Healthy Body Challenge call, and I am excited to tell you that I am actually in Chula Vista today. I'm here meeting with the corporate staff and Lauren and Steve and everyone. Steve and Michelle are back from wonderful Italy and France in their year of vacation, and we're going to actually talk about a little topic in regards to some of the things that they were exploring over there in Europe. One of the big things that we've been talking about here has actually been the amazing things that are going to be going on in Dallas. And for those of you that are going to be at our annual convention, our 20th year anniversary in Dallas, Texas, in August, it's going to be a fantastic time where we have got a lot of new products that we're going to be unveiling, a lot of new personalities, a lot of amazing people that have been with us throughout the 20 years at Youngevity. So I hope that all of you guys will get a chance to experience the Youngevity events, because if there's any time in your business or in your belief about Youngevity that would further your aspirations or motivations to really do some amazing things, it's attending an event like this, okay? And I hope to see all of you, because I'll actually be talking about a few major topics with some of the new personalities that are going to be part of Youngevity, some people that I'm not going to unveil just quite yet, but for those of you that really understand the value of having credible individuals who are have great expertise in certain areas of health and wellness, that you will be very, very excited to hear from. And like I said, we've got some new products on some of the major exciting lines that Youngevity has been promoting the last year or so, that will be extending out the product portfolio in those areas, you know. And then lastly, this is an event in which we are going to be really recognizing some of the amazing people that have been with Youngevity for the past 20 years. Dr. Wallach is preparing some new research and some new information to be able to unveil in Dallas, and is going to really kind of set Youngevity off to have a fantastic kind of, you know, 2018 and going further. So hopefully you guys will get a chance to be part of all of that. And so here's the thing, guys, is that, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about here, and we've always been talking about with Dr. Wallach's philosophies, isn't just about nutrient density. It's not just about, you know, what are the nutrients that are missing or deficient in our diets? You know, those are the things that we kind of always will kind of guide ourselves around, essentially meaning the 90 essential nutrients and those nutrients that have been kind of leached from the foods that we eat because of the way that we grow them or the way that we process them or the way that we cook them, or generally, you know, a big reason is because of the way that our stresses in our bodies are, you know, right, is that we put a lot of stress on our body, whether they be physical stresses or whether they be psychological stresses. And all of those stresses essentially eat up the nutrition that our bodies take in, and we are left very deficient. And so when we are trying to build our immune systems, when we're trying to build our anabolic mechanisms of maintaining muscle mass and staying on the proper body composition and losing the right amount of fat and things like that, those things get essentially left behind. They get not enough nutrition. And because of that, those systems then do not work well. They are not able to function properly. And therefore, we then get into these kind of grave types of health conditions, you know? And we've always kind of talked about the nutrient density, and we talk about nutrients, but also there are principles in the way that Dr. Wallach has has kind of guided us again on how we should eat. And one of the things that we kind of talk about is the 10 healthy and 10 bad food lists, right? The 10 healthy things to do and the 10 bad things to do. You know, the good and bad food list that Dr. Wallach has made famous for the past 50 years. And some of these things are pretty kind of logical, right? Is that don't eat, you know, fried foods. Like, I don't think that there's too many people out there that don't understand that eating fried foods is a bad thing to do. I think that more and more people are starting to understand that we should be taking in foods that are void of a protein, a very inflammatory protein called gluten. And there's probably a debate out there that says, well, if you're not diagnosed with a condition called celiac, which is a condition in which your body does not have the ability to digest gluten properly and to break down gluten properly, and therefore it creates an inflammatory response, that you should be okay with eating gluten. But the issue with eating gluten, just real quick, is that no one has ever debated, or no one has ever argued, or no one has ever defended the fact that gluten wasn't inflammatory. The question is whether how inflammatory it's going to be for you. And that's what Dr. Wallach is trying to say to all of us, is why would you put your body under any type of stress? It has to deal with so much stress inherently and also environmentally and psychologically. So why would you add any more stress to the system? Because, and by the way, if there's any type of stress that you want to avoid, it's digestive stress. Because when you place stress on one of the most vulnerable areas of the body that is also responsible for the breakdown, for the metabolizing, for the utilization of other healthy nutrition, then you're putting yourself into a great set of or area of vulnerability. Do you see what I'm saying there? Is that fine, he may not care so much about the stress that you put on your muscles, if it's a little bit. He doesn't maybe care about the amount of stress that you may put on your immune system. He may not care about the stress that you may put on your cognitive system, you know, because he knows that that little bit of stress may not have as much detrimental consequences later on. But when you put digestive stress, and you put digestive trauma, then essentially you are putting yourself at risk for not being able to take in the healthy nutrition from the foods or the supplements that you're putting into your body. So therefore, why would you put yourself at that risk? Because you will have even bigger problems if you can't even take in a little bit of nutrition. And so you have those things, and then you got things that he talks about that may not be as common. And one of the things that I want to focus on today is the principle, the guideline that he talks about with oils, and how consuming oils is actually harmful for the body. When a lot of times we think that certain oils are okay to consume because they're healthier oils than others. You know, many people kind of perceive vegetable oils as healthy, and I think maybe they do it because of the word vegetable that's in it. You know, they think anything that has the word vegetable must be healthy. Vegetable chips and vegetable crackers and vegetable oils, because it has vegetables, it must be good for you, right? I mean, if it's going to be vegetables, then why wouldn't vegetable oil be good for you, right? But And then on top of that, you have a lot of nutritionists who are actually saying that vegetables and specific vegetable oils are recommended for you and that they're better than eating oils or fats, specifically because oils are in the category of fats, than animal fats or specifically saturated fats, because most vegetable oils have unsaturated fats in them rather than saturated fats. And it's odd that you have so many nutritionists and so many nutritional enthusiasts talking about the value of these vegetable oils or these unsaturated fats when there's plenty of studies that have demonstrated clearly that these oils cause pretty serious harm. And the composition of the fatty acids, which are the building blocks of these fats and of these oils, is different than anything we've ever even been exposed to throughout evolution. And when you start doing things that your body has not been exposed to, then you essentially create some major physiological changes in our bodies that then relate to multiple types of traumas, diseases, and illnesses. And so you've got to be really, really careful with introducing your body to things that it hasn't evolved to appreciate and evolved to understand and evolved to digest and metabolize and utilize. And one of the things that that you have to understand about these oils is where they come from. So most, vegetable oils are actually seed oils, like soybean oil and sunflower oil and corn oil and canola oil, cottonseed oil, safflower oil. And these aren't really vegetables at all. They're referred as vegetable oils, but they're not really vegetable oils. And a lot of these oils, they have very, very large amounts of a certain type of fat. And that fat is called an omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acid. So basically, these oils, they have building blocks. And they can either be omega-3 building block, omega-6 building block, omega-9 building block, omega-7 building block. They can have these different types of omega building blocks. And they can have different compositions of those omega building blocks. These vegetable oils, or said to be vegetable oils, which are really seed oils, have very high amounts of a certain building block called an omega-6 building block, which is pretty harmful in excess amounts. And, for a long time, we've been evolving, and we've been, procreating, and we've been consuming, and we've been doing all these things. And, this whole process by which we gain these oils is really new. I mean, we didn't even start producing vegetable oils until like about 100 years ago, which is not a very long time. And the crazy thing is that since we've been consuming these vegetable oils, we've been consuming a ton of them. So when we started bringing them into the mass general consumption, we started to like eat them or consume them by like a thousandfold. And it essentially even supplies, almost 10% of our calories are coming simply from these oils. And my dad's a food technologist. I think I told many of you that. He's a food chemist. And he kind of showed me once how these oils actually get made. and how they're processed. And it's pretty disgusting. I mean, it involves all these different types of pressings and heating and chemicals and toxic solvents and all of these things just to get me this oil. I'm surprised that people even consume this stuff, that we're even allowed to consume this stuff with how they're actually processed. Now, they even try to do some really cool marketing stuff with these oils now. You know, they try to say, oh, these are cold-pressed oils. And you know, they're more expensive, but they're no less disgusting. And they don't have any less omega-6 fatty acids. They're just cold-pressed. They essentially, when you cold-press something, instead of heat-pressing them, you just get a lower yield. And because they get a lower yield, they feel justified to make you charge more. But it doesn't make them any less disgusting. And like I said, it doesn't make have any less of the bad fats that are in there. And so there's two types of fats, and you've learned this from Dr. Wallach, that are called essential fats. There's omega-3 and there's omega-6. And the reason why these are essential fats is because any essential nutrient is a nutrient that your body needs from an outside source. So it can't produce that nutrient on its own, and it can't produce it from combining other nutrients. So therefore, that's why it's called an essential nutrient. And in the realm of fats, there are two essential nutrients. There's omega-3 and there's omega-6. And you must get these fatty acid building blocks from your diet. And by the way, they also must be given to you in a certain balance. And we've essentially evolved in a way in which the balance between omega-6 and omega-3 should be around 3-to-1 to 1-to-2. So basically, we should get for every 3, you know, units of omega-6, we should get at least 1 unit of omega-3. That's on the top end. On the low end, it should be about, you know, 1-to-2. But the crazy thing is, guys, the way that we consume food, most of us, and the way that we eat, it's 16-to-1. And that ratio causes some incredible detriment to the body because it doesn't have the ability to recognize that ratio. It doesn't have the ability to metabolize that ratio. It gets overburdened by the amount of omega-6 that's in the body. And these fatty acids, you know, we always kind of think about them as important because they make up the internal structures of our body, like they specifically cell walls. So these fatty acids make up these cell walls. They make up hormones. And so therefore, you know, if we don't have properly structured or resilient cells, they can be vulnerable to different types of trauma. And so therefore, you need to make sure that you get these these fatty acids, these essential fatty acids to help to create resiliency, strength around the cells. And then also these fats, you know, are found around nerve tissue. You know, 70% of our brain is fat. Our hormones are made up of fat. So if you don't get these fats, all of these areas are then, you know, compromised, if you will, okay? But also do remember, like, they play a very vital role in our immune systems and various systems like our immune system, okay, right? And they help systems like our cardiovascular system to run more efficiently and be more efficient. And when the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 in the cell is off, things can go terribly wrong. And these fats, the omega-6, they're unsaturated fats. And when you have these, and I don't know if I want to get into science a little bit too much, but these unsaturated fats, by the way, what that basically means is they have these things called double bonds in their chemical structure. And the reason why these double bonds are like something to be careful of is double bonds make things very reactive. And they tend to be very reactive to oxygen. And when you have a chemical structure of something that has a lot of double bonds and you are constantly breathing in oxygen, and those double bonds are very reactive to oxygen, you essentially create a very, a very highly reactive and highly combustible, if you will, thing, reaction, okay, right? And when these fatty acids, these omega-6, they sit or they can are contained in these cell membranes and they're exposed to oxygen, they begin to essentially create this fire and this inflammation, and it causes the breakdown of these cellular tissues, okay, right? And so that's why you got to be very, very careful with consuming these vegetable oils. And this is what Dr. Wallach is talking about, is that you got to, when you consume oils, oils are, plant oils are going to be more reactive to oxygen. When you take a olive and you squeeze out its oil and you expose that oil, which is made up of double bonds to oxygen, you have now created a very reactive molecule. And that reactive molecule creates it creates toxicity in the form of something becoming rancid. And something that is rancid is now inflammatory. Something that is now inflammatory is now carcinogenic. Something that is now carcinogenic is now cancerous or leading to or has the ability to cause major changes in the cell so that they do not work properly. When they do not work properly, yet they have the ability to replicate, you now create more and more cells that are have an inability to function properly, which is what essentially cancer is. So when you've got all of these kind of things, I think my biggest issue, honestly, with these vegetable oils is they contribute to inflammation. And they actually create a substance, omega-3 and omega-6, that's used, that makes a substance that essentially is a chemical messenger, a cellular messenger. And it creates immunity, but it also creates inflammation as well, too. It's almost like, think about it, if you've ever taken like aspirin or ibuprofen and notice like the immediate relief from whatever headache that you had or any type of pain. Well, that's basically these drugs that inhibit this particular pathway of inflammation, and it reduces, or pathway of immunity, and it reduces inflammation. And like acute inflammation, meaning the inflammation that happens right away after an injury, is actually good. It helps your body to heal from whatever damage that happened. Now, chronic and systemic inflammation is really bad. because that's basically inflammation that just keeps staying in the body and never gets any type of resolution. That's bad. But acute inflammation, inflammation that happens right after an injury, is actually good for you, very good for you, because it's very, it's the body's own natural healing response. And omega-3 and omega-6 actually make the process of elimination, or sorry, inflammation. Omega-3 and omega-6 actually make the process of inflammation. But the problem is the omega-6, which is found in these vegetable oils, are pro-inflammatory, meaning that they create a greater amount of inflammation than they should. And and the reason why this ratio is so important is because if you don't have the ratio right, both of these omega-3 and omega-6, they essentially compete with each other for different ways or different areas that they are required to be in. So, for example, I told you about the cellular wall. I told you about the area around nerve tissue. I told you about the brain. These are areas in which omega-3 and omega-6 can be. But if you don't have the right ratio, you essentially will cause the healthy omega, omega-3, not to be able to be deposited in those areas where omega-3 is a healthy fat while an omega-6 is a very inflammatory fat. So essentially, if you create an imbalance and you're consuming so much omega-6, then your brain is going to be filled with the fat that is inflammatory and is very vulnerable to create reactive species and reactive chemical reactions and reactivity that can cause deterioration of that area. So when you've got a diet that just has more omega-6 than omega-3, you're going to essentially, you know, have a very inflammatory body that can contribute to a variety of different types of diseases and illnesses, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, depression, even, like I said, cancer. And, you know, oftentimes a lot of vegetable oils, they're filled with, and this is something that I know you guys know, is filled with trans fats. And trans fats, as we all know, are very bad fats. They're unsaturated fats as well. They're modified. They're very highly toxic. And there's a tremendous amount of science that shows that they are definitely linked to various diseases and illnesses. I mean, so much so, guys, that obviously trans fats are so big, the government has even recognized them and have started to take action and set a bunch of laws that command, you know, food manufacturers to reduce the amount of trans fats that are found in the foods. But a lot of people don't realize that a lot of vegetable oils have massive amounts of trans fats. There was a study that was done that took soybean oil and canola oil. And canola oil is one of the most used oils in cooking for the masses. And when they basically took a bunch of, you know, soybean and canola oil that was on store shelves, and they tested them for trans fats. And they found that almost 5% of the fatty acids in them were trans fats. And let me tell you guys, you don't need any percentage to be trans fats. And so if you're thinking, well, gosh, Jeevers, they were only 5% of it was trans fats. Guys, trans fats is toxic. That's like saying, oh, this only had, you know, 5% of cyanide in it. It's cyanide. It's dangerous. It's it's going to kill you. You don't want any of those percentages. And so it contained almost 5% of trans fat. And so you can't even, you know, try to get less trans fat in your body by staying away from trans fats. It's found in the fats that are actually supposed to be fairly healthy for you. So I hope you guys are kind of understanding that the value of these fats is really detrimental to the body. And I know people will say, well, gosh, Jeevers, what about olive oil? What about coconut oil? What about, what's the other one everybody always kind of asks me about? Sometimes people ask me about avocado oil. You know, are these oils bad? Well, they're not as bad as canola oil. They're not as bad as soybean oil. They're not as bad as cotton seed oil or rapeseed oil or grain. But they're still bad. And the reason why they're bad is because they still have polyunsaturated fats. They still have these double bonds. They still have the ability to oxidize very, very quickly. And that oxidation is going to cause trans fats. And that oxidation is going to cause great inflammatory of that oil. And the thing is, guys, is people consume a lot of oils. So the constant little bits of oil that you take in every day or the oils that you're using for cooking, it compounds on itself and it causes major health issues. And the biggest thing is, especially, why do you need them? Why not use butter to cook? Why not use bacon fat to cook or fat from animal fat to cook? Because this is good fat. This doesn't have any double bonds. They don't oxidize quickly at all. They don't cause trans fats. So that's why you have better alternatives. And so just like Dr. Wallach talks about gluten, why would you want to put that constant stress on your digestive system, even though it's a little bit of stress? On the flip side of that, why would you want to put more toxic elements like oil into your body when there's already enough toxicity out there that's seeping into your body? So anyways, guys, so hopefully this information was valuable. Please join me next week. We'll be talking about another topic. Whoa, actually join me tomorrow. Tomorrow I will be on Facebook Live, and I will be talking about the principles of the ketogenic diet. I'll be doing it at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so I hope to hear all of you then. But don't go anywhere, because we have the wonderful Leanne King, who will be talking about essential oils. And so I will be handing the call off to her. So, Leanne, are you out there? Leanne?